Hello and welcome to the program. This is Dave Jeffrey with you once again on Optimal Life. Produced in the studios of 2RPH in Sydney, brought to you on the RPH Network. Today we're going to look at some actual good things that have come out of the coronavirus. And vitamins, be careful, they could be harmful. First up today, something good that's come out of the coronavirus, believe it or not, the ring of confidence, the social phone call, a custom that's been sliding out of use with more and more of us over recent years, as we've resorted to texting. This now, phone calls become the most important thing that we can do to combat social isolation. Experts are saying lockdown can be conquered by the phone call. Writing in the New York Times, columnist Joan Brody said that she devoted the entire day recently to phoning friends and relatives. This experience left her feeling connected and renewed. The virus has been a valuable reminder of the missing words, she said. Brody's column is part of a growing realization around the world that it's not just the virus that will impact on human health. Its remedy, the lockdown, will also have potentially damaging effects. She quoted a new Australian study which showed social isolation was linked with 50% of increased risk of dementia, 29% risk of increase of heart disease. Other studies equate to social isolation with smoking 15 cigarettes a day. This is in terms of the impact on a person's longevity. Maintaining soul-restoring human connections via phone calls will become critically important. It becomes more important as the lockdown period lengthens. This is more so for those who live on their own and people who are already vulnerable, she stated. She said, "We are a species that thrives on human connections and operations." She said, "If we don't connect, there's an inevitable price to pay." And that article was in the telly on Thursday the 26th. Now, it's a price to pay, she said. Texting? No, that's not the go. Not too bad, but phoning is the way to go and it helps people in all states. Okay, looking now at shares that have shrugged off the global slump. Are you thinking of investing? Well, now could be a good time. Perhaps another plus of the coronavirus. Investors owning a handful of specific stocks are asking, what crash? Some companies defy the downturn in financial markets. But if you want a slice, you may be able to think globally, as many of the top shares since February are based overseas. Shares in streaming giant Netflix have climbed 17% in value. People everywhere are spending more time in front of their TV, while online chat company Zoom Video Communications jumped 77%. Investment platform eToro has examined the strong performance of analysts. They said lesser-known names such as online retailer Shopify. There's also Gilead Sciences. They were surging up 46% and 15% respectively. Gilead Sciences have particularly much led the way as the front runners. They're creating a cure for the COVID-19, he said. Shopify helps business set up online, build their brands and begin to sell. It also had expanded into the consumer market with a shopping app and the benefits from the global shift towards online shopping. The share market successes have thrived on a period when US stocks have dropped 15%. Aussie shares are down 24% at the same time. Stocks to benefit from the lockdown environment include Microsoft. They're a video game company, Electronic Arts. While both names have done well to date, they will probably continue to outperform. US giant Costco and Kroger had benefited from the pantry stacking phenomenon of the past few months. They should be ongoing beneficiaries of what will be a very gradual reopening of the US economy. Fairlight Assessment Management portfolio and partner Ian Carmichael said technology, healthcare and consumer stocks. These are the ones that have done well in recent years. This is due to COVID. Mr. Carmichael said small companies typically did better coming out of a crisis. This happened in 2009. He said this suggested that the best prospective returns in global equities can be found in small companies, companies in healthcare, technology, consumer, and industrial sectors, he said. Now, I'll come back in a moment and list a few of those names. Okay, the ones to look at, he said, are Netflix. People are going online more and more. Zoom Video Communications. Shopify. Gilead Sciences. Technology, healthcare and consumer, they're broad categories. And he said small companies in healthcare, technology, consumer and industrial sectors are doing well. Now, this is a small item, but what about superannuation in these troubled times? Supervillain virus is a market mauler, but it rebounds the await. And this was Thursday, March the 26th, from the telly. Now, it's a question and answer, but there's an intro here. It says, experts have urged Australians not to panic as economic uncertainty causes their superannuation balances to fall. Experts are urging Australians to remain confident in our financial system and only pull money out of your superannuation if it is the last resort. Now, there's a question and answer here. The question is, will smaller banks and credit unions survive the coronavirus? Are customers' large-term deposits over $250,000 safe? The answer is, Australian financial system is very sound. It's very well capitalised by global standards. Commonwealth Bank's retail bank is completely confident that your money will be safe. Now, I know that's a bit of bank speak, but they're saying that our financial system is pretty good and try not to access your super. Okay, we're going to digress now a little from our normal content in this program and look at the life of Little Richard. He's been part of, I guess, all our lives. He's a great influence on the music scene. This was taken from the Telegraph on the 11th of May. Music industry mourns death of pioneer Little Richard. Rock and roll loses a hero, they're saying. Music greats were recently paying tribute to Little Richard, one of the chief architects of rock and roll, who died recently at the age of 87. The musician, whose piercing wail, pounding piano and towering pompadour irrevocably altered popular music. He died of bone cancer at a family home in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Rolling Stone singer Mick Jagger led the tributes recently, saying Little Richard had continued so much popular music he contributed. He was the biggest inspiration of my early teens. Jagger said Little Richard's music still had the same raw electric energy when you play it now as when you first shot through the music scene in the mid-1950s. Elton John hailed Little Richard as without doubt my biggest influence. Beatles drummer Ringo Starr described him as one of the all-time music heroes. Bob Dylan said Little Richard was a regional spirit that moved me to do everything that I ever did. Born Richard Penniman, Little Richard was one of rock and roll's founding fathers. He helped shatter the colour line on music charts. He joined Chuck Berry, Fats Domino, in bringing what was called race music into the mainstream. His hyperkinetic piano playing, coupled with his howling vocals and hairdo, made him an implausible sensation. A gay black man celebrated across the US during the button-down Eisenhower era. He sold more than 30 million records worldwide. In his personal life, Little Richard wavered between raunch and religion. At one stage, he studied theology and was married. He alternatively embraced the Bible and outrageous behaviour. In 1956, his classic hit Tutti Frutti landed a hand grenade in the American Top 40. It was highlighted by Richard's memorable call, "Wop, bop, a lop, pop, a lop, bam, boom." A string of hits followed. These provided the foundation of rock and roll music. There was Lucille, "You Keep a Knockin' But You Can't Come In," "Long Tall Sally," and "Good Golly, Miss Molly." More than 40 years later, Bruce Springsteen is still performing "Good Golly, Miss Molly" live. When the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame opened in 1986, Little Richard was among the charter members. Looking there at life of Little Richard, someone that's been part of most of our lives for a long, long time. Okay, vitamins, the pros and cons, but do be careful. No need to supplement living well. This was taken from the telly on the 11th of May. Taking vitamin supplements does not guarantee a healthier, longer life. And in some cases, it can actually increase the risk of serious illness. A 20-year U.S. of Health Institute study of more than 30,000 people found that those who take supplements have the same likelihood of early death as people who don't. And taking too much of a certain supplement, such as calcium, can increase the risk of cancer. At the same time, taking vitamin D without a diagnosed deficiency was linked to increased premature deaths and cancer. Sydney nutritionist Nina Kingsford-Smith said people should check with an expert before taking supplements. She said getting healthy properly comes back down to basic things like eating well, moving often, and caring for your mental health. She went on to say, talking to a practitioner is vital. Do not ever self-prescribe. Taking a supplement in the wrong form or not at the right dose may cause unwanted side effects. Go for nutrient-rich whole foods rather than vitamins and stay healthy that way. Well, I guess there's a lot of good things to be said about nutrients, vitamins and supplements, but be careful, they can be healthy. And in that article, seek advice before you do it. They can cause some terrible things like premature death, cancer and dementia. Why we now love second-hand buyers. From the telly on the 2nd of May this year. Ever thought about buying second-hand? Well, it could be just for you. Written by Patrick Tadros, humble second-hand items appear to be overshadowing extravagant ones as Australians take a quiet stand against materialism. Some are embracing the simplicity and rejecting clutter, while others want to avoid overspending and getting into debt during COVID-19 crisis. Websites such as eBay, Gumtree, Amazon, Etsy, and Facebook Marketplace are transforming it. They're changing person-to-person trading to online. This is in response to the coronavirus. Figures from Gumtree's second-hand economy report show a surge in interest in second-hand goods. The average Australian is saving almost half the cost of buying new. The report found that Australians could earn an average of $5,300 per household from selling their unwanted gifts. Gumtree, the head of market Amanda Bearer, said popular items on the community website included desks, monitors, bikes, and gym equipment. Many households relied on these items to stay fit and when they work from home. Now, contactless trade and free door-to-door services are among initiatives being offered during the pandemic. Users can transfer funds electronically, offer video inspections, arrange pickup without personal contact, and alternatively, delayed tray if recommended by the latest government guidelines. Director and financial advisor Peter Foley said selling stuff without leaving home was necessary innovation in today's tough climate. He said there's often second-hand items that are reasonably new and in good condition at a fraction of their original price. Buying second-hand does not mean that you're sacrificing on quality. It can also be kinder to your budget, not to mention the planet. As homeschooling and other costs become increasingly complex for parents, shopping second-hand can help minimize the financial hit. Marie-Claire Abdullah said she always looks for new ways to save money when buying for her children. She has Georgia, 14, and Jonathan, 12. Marie-Claire believes families can save hundreds of thousands of dollars by buying second-hand educational tools. These are things such as laptops and tablets. With the cost of living getting higher and higher, not only is it a good way to save money, but it also helps the community, she said. See what you can get secondhand and online. Get your kids involved too. This is a great opportunity to teach them about budgeting. Well, I thought that last bit was good. Teach your children about budgeting. Get them shopping online. Now, she's got some hints here about trading safely. Check reviews of the seller if purchasing buy or swap platform. Check the returns policy. Also, if you're worried about buying from strangers, look for local groups on social media platforms. She said it's harder to ignore a disappointed purchaser when they live within a 5-kilometre radius. And lastly, avoid or carefully consider items with lots of moving parts. These are electronics and safety items, such as bike helmets. It might be worthwhile to give it a go. Try shopping second-hand online. And just to give you an idea of the places available, eBay, Gumtree, Amazon, Etsy, and Facebook Marketplace. Good luck and save lots. Well, something that's concerning a lot of us with the COVID-19 crisis, the price of homes. This item from the telly on the 13th of March says, don't panic yet on homes. Huge property value losses appear unlikely. Well, that's good news. I know I was a bit worried myself. It's written by Anthony Keane. Homeowners who are worried about the value of their property will plunge by almost one-third should take heart that the reality is much less likely to be that painful. Reports surfaced recently warning of house prices might fall up to 30%. But economists and real estate specialists say that Australia's strong financial system is supporting property owners and it should stop any heavy losses. Late in 2020 might even be a good time to buy. Home values increased on every capital city in March quarter this year. That was despite COVID-19 hitting hard towards the end of the three-month period. While home buying and selling would stall for months, prices were likely to be more insulated. The economy would take a big hit, but six-month repayment holidays offered by lenders would give owners and investors some breathing space. That should stymie the flow of distressed property on the market. The temporary nature of the virus crisis would help protect prices. High-rise apartments and premium property were more likely to suffer the sharpest falls. RealEstate.com chief economist Nerida Corniche said property markets were diverse. She said, at the moment we can see members in distress are in a better position if you're a property owner. It's not a financial crisis and our banking is still solid. Areas to be hit most included those relying on tourism and education. And there's a real spiral that's occurring within rental properties. Landlords were already being warned of rents dropping between 5 and 15% because of the rising supply and falling demand. Distressed renters were moving back home to mum and dad or sharing with others. Investors, who'd used their property for short-term rentals, were returning to the traditional market. Investors will feel it more and we're all going to take a hit, some harder than others. Well, I guess what they're saying there's going to be a fall, but they're not as bad as expected. The other thing is, he said homeowners are in the best position. I guess that's always been the case, but we're a bit worried now if you're renting, but because rents might decrease. But homeowners, take heart, you're in a good position. But we felt we must warn you, the virus is bringing out scammers in droves. Be careful. This was in the telly on the 6th of March, and it's written by Sophie Ellsworth. Beware. Text messages, emails and cold calls are tactics scammers are using to target Australians during the COVID-19 pandemic. It's in a bid to steal your money. Westpac's head of digital security, Josh Nasty, said the pandemic is being used by opportunistic cyber criminals. SMS scans are commonly used by crooks who purport to be financial institutions and other critical services. Or they send emails pretending to be someone in authority. Now, here are some ways that scammers operate. Firstly, SMS phishing, where scammers pretend to be an authority that you must and try to track you into providing personal and financial information. Or they infect your phone with malicious software. Email phishing. This is where an email looks to be from a trusted organisation and also tricks you into providing personal or financial details. And phone phishing. They call you and offer assistance with your computer or Wi-Fi and then steal your information online. The Australian Communities and Investment Commission MoneySmart senior executive leader Laura Higgins said that during recent weeks, Australians had experienced money cyber disruptions. She said, because people are not paying attention, or they're distracted by the pandemic or they're in a crisis, they're more likely to click on a link when asked. It's a reminder, if you don't know the person, don't click on the link. Do not give your personal details to anyone. Ms. Higgins said text messages and links were the biggest concern at the moment. If you can click on a link and they can get into your computer, they can get your password and your details, she said. That then rolls into accessing your money or setting up accounts in your name and doing the wrong thing. It's critical that Australians have up-to-date software on all devices to minimise the risk of scammers. If you're going to be doing banking, make sure you're doing it from your mobile apps. Go to the trusted sites, they said. To report a scam, go on scamwatch.gov.au or visit idcare.gov. I'm just going to say that last bit again. It says, to report a scam, go to scamwatch.gov.au or you can go to idcare.gov. And the main thing is there, for goodness sake, be careful. You're listening to Optimal Life on the RPH Network. Now, we have a wonderful sponsor for this program. It's Seniors Rights, and it's a leading organisation that supports older people. They provide free and confidential legal advice. They'll give you aged care advocacy. Now, Seniors Rights provides legal services on a range of issues: granny flats, retirement villages, strata issues, wills, power of attorney, guardianship, discrimination or financial issues. Any legal problems you've told, give them a ring. Now, we'll give you the number in a moment. Now, they assist older people who receive Commonwealth-funded aged care services as well. Now, this is home service, residential care, or the My Aged Care, for example. Advocates listen to you and inform you of your rights, and they find possible outcomes. Now, My Aged Care service, that's a hell of a minefield out there. If you don't understand it or you're having difficulty accessing it, give them a ring. They prioritise engagements with older people from diverse groups, people who are vulnerable or disadvantaged, from Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islanders, communities, older people who are LGBTQ, They'll travel across New South Wales. They give talks to various groups such as clubs and social networks. You can book an education for them if you like. But anyway, let's have a look at the phone number. 1-800-424-079. We can contact them on seniorsrightsservice.org.au. Now, I'll come back in a moment and say those again. Now, this is a very worthwhile legal advisory service for older people. Not just advisory, they'll help you, but if they can't help you, they'll certainly steer you in the right direction. Your voice, your rights. Legal, advocacy, education. It's all free and confidential. So if you'd just like an opinion or you need legal help, give them a call. It's called Seniors Rights, 1-800-424-079. Or the website, seniorsrightsservice.org.au. Well, that's about all we've got time for in the program today. I hope you've enjoyed it. Dave Jeffrey and I'd like to say thank you very, very much for being with me. Look forward to your company again soon. Bye now.